I'm sure everybody in the club would love to see promotion come the end of the season.
Oh, definitely. It's all we're hoping for at the minute. It's been great now this year. Now we've kind of started fresh again. Hey, so everybody at the club's just hoping now that we can get the last six games over us and gain promotion. But the thing about football, nothing certain. So there's still a lot of work to do.
Yeah. So it's a famous club. Several years ago, fair to say, things were not great at the club. There was even talk, you know, at one stage about its long-term survival. But at the moment, things seem to be going very much in the right direction. And it's not just the first team. You've lots of underage and indeed girls soccer as well.
It's mad how much like the girls football has grown. The amount of youth we have now at the club, like we've over 210 members under 18. And it's great to see, because the club, whenever I took the chair, I was saying that this club is a club for the community. And that's just exactly what it is. As long as you're good to your community are good back to you. And we see that every time when we open the gates, and the amount of kids come through the doors is brilliant.
In terms of facilities, with all those teams, you probably need every pitch that you can get. For years, Bayfield was the main pitch, and then, of course, you developed Glen Crow as well.
Yeah, we are lucky to have the two pitches, which are groundsman Darren keeps brilliant. We have our Astro then out the back, which thankfully we were lucky enough, and with a lot of work done in the background by the committee and Sean especially. There, we got the capital grant approved, which is going towards relaying our AstroTurf and also the new changing facilities down in the Bayfield. So it's going to be a really important year. There should be big changes hopefully coming to the club soon.
Now, the first team got off to a flying start. This next fixture for them against Clonmany Reserves, it's a top-of-the-table clash. There'll be a lot at stake, and if you can win that, it puts you into a very strong position.
Yeah, hey, look, the boys have been absolutely brilliant, and none of this would have happened without Martin Rea and his team. Martin's been absolutely brilliant coming onto the club, and we go on to this weekend against, I think it's top-of-the-table clash, and Clonmany are a great team. They beat us the last time, and I think that's the only team we haven't scored against this year. So it's going to be a real good game. And there's six games left. We have to win four to gain automatic promotion. So you only can take one game at a time, and I'm sure Martin is drawing that under them.
And just tell us about the format in the second division. There is a split at a certain stage of the campaign.
It's a big league. We have obviously our senior team and our reserve team on it. So you have 17 teams in the division, and then they play each other once, and then it splits. So the top eight then play each other then one more time, and there's, 23 games in total. So it's a big league. There's a lot of ups and downs, but thankfully, so far, for the senior team, there's been a lot of ups. I'll just give a mention to the reserves as well. They're on the division, and they're fighting away there as well. So fair play to them as well.
So promotion would be the big reward come the end of the season. But I see you're also going well, the Father O'Gara Cup. You're into the quarterfinals, so nice to have that positive distraction.
Yeah, it is. Hey, it's been Martin Rea says to me whenever he first came, he says, leave no stone unturned. And the man puts on a massive amount of work. And we're starting in March now. We have a semi-final lost to Shield. We have a quarter-final, thank the Father Gara, as you say, and then we're in the quarter-final of the Inishgrass Shield. So there's a lot of football to play. So it's a bit early to get carried away, but thankfully things seem to be enough. But as I say, football, there's no guarantees.
And a lot of it's often due to momentum, and if you can carry the momentum that you have there at the moment through to the end of the season and indeed into next season, it could just keep you going up those league ladders.
That's what you want. Like, I think everybody at the club wants to push forward as much as they can, and that's like the three senior teams, that includes the ladies team as well, the two men's team, and all the youth teams. Like, they all want to push forward, and the only way is up now when you're in the Division 2, so hopefully we can.
And there's no doubt that the town's getting behind you for the rest of the season, and there'll be some good attendances, one suspects.
It is great. It's actually, we actually spoke to a player about this at the weekend. We were saying that we're kind of getting our regulars now that are always up watching the games. And it's great to see. And you do see more people coming, which is brilliant. The youth are even more involved in the games now. They're coming to watch. The parents are coming to watch. It is a feel-good factor around the club at the moment.
And finally, John, a big shout-out to many people behind the scenes and sponsors as well who are doing such Trojan work.
Yeah, we commanded us a few years ago, a new committee, and I can't speak highly enough of the committee, everyone on it, and also to our fundraising team, the local businesses around the town. To me, there's no town like Mavalha, and the businesses really gather around you, and it does not go unnoticed.